Mr. President, I wanted to take the time that we have available this morning while we're waiting for these important closing activities, I hope closing activities, to talk a little bit about an issue that I feel very strongly about, that I think most people do, and that's our national parks and our national park plan. I'm chairman of the subcommittee on national parks, and we have spent almost this entire year working at a program to help strengthen the parks. Certainly, the national park system is truly one of our treasures. The park is the custodian of some of America's most important natural and cultural resources and provides, of course, a legacy for our children and our grandchildren. The park system today consists of about 374 units, which are visited annually by millions of people. They stretch all the way from Arcadia in Maine to American Samoa in the Pacific Islands and provide a unique opportunity. I, of course, am particularly and selfishly interested in parks because I come from Wyoming. We have the first national park, which recently celebrated its 125th anniversary, Yellowstone. We also, of course, have Teton Park. But the whole country has a park system that we're extremely proud of. Unfortunately, that system is and has been under considerable stress. At the time that we've showed unusual interest in it as Americans and have increased our visitations, the park has had increasing difficulties. Now, are believed to have somewhere near $8 billion in unfunded and unrealized infrastructure repairs of various kinds. That's a great deal of money. And we also have had some stress in terms of management and many of those things. So we've worked this year and intend, as a matter of fact, to have some field hearings in November. Particularly, we have one set for Denver and one for San Francisco. We hope then to have one later in Florida near the Everglades to try and bring in as much information as we can get on the issues and how they affect people. The issues are broken down, as you might imagine, into several categories. One of them is finances. That is one of the basic ones, of course. As I mentioned, we have an overwhelming amount of unfunded programs, $2.2 billion in road and bridge repair, $1.5 billion of buildings and maintenance, $800 million of natural resource management kinds of things. And they're the kinds of things that are very difficult to manage in an annual budget. So we're looking for some ways to do this a little bit differently. We're looking at a number of things. One would be to extend the temporary program for fees that's in place now, where fees have been raised in a number of the parks, about 100, I think, out of the 375 parks. They've been very low, $10 a car. It's been in Yellowstone for a whole carload of people for a week. I think it's now gone to 20, and frankly, we found very little resistance to that, particularly if people believe that the money they're spending to go into that park will be used to make that park a better place to visit. In addition to fees, of course, it will be our responsibility, Mr. President, as members of Congress, to keep the appropriations growing some for that, and we had an increase in appropriations this year, and we need to continue to do that. In addition to entrance fees, we're looking at ways for people to contribute, private individuals to contribute to parks. Many want to do that. There are park foundations and individual parks. We need to find some ways for Americans who choose to be able to contribute more to the maintenance of parks. We're also looking at a way for corporate investment as well without commercializing parks. We don't want Pepsi-Cola painted up on the wall of Yosemite. But there isn't any reason why there can't be corporate donations made. For example, one corporation made a donation to build the walkway around Old Faithful. And it's a wonderful addition. And there's a very small, unobtrusive sign there that indicates the sponsors of that. I think that's a good idea. And I think we can continue to do that. One of the things we're looking at is a way of bonding. Interestingly enough, the larger parks like Yosemite, like Yellowstone, are basically small cities. And they have to have sewers, they have to have streets, they have to have housing. the kinds of things that take long-term investment, and it's very difficult to do it, as I mentioned a moment ago, out of annual appropriation. So we're trying to find a way that the park could do some bonding in the private sector. I don't know whether these can be government bonds. I don't know whether they can be tax-free bonds or taxable bonds. But in order to do that, we have a couple of problems I hope we can overcome. One is the scoring system here in the budget of the United States. As you know, we don't have a capital budget. And so anything that, if you've issued $300 million worth of bonds, that would all go into the annual budget. And that's a difficult thing. We'll have to try and overcome that. We hope that there are some ways to do it. The other thing, of course, that's necessary to do bonding is to have a dependable and steady stream of revenue to pay off the bonds. We think we can do that. So those are a couple of the ways that we're seeking to do some things that would be good for parks. In addition, the larger parks, as you know, the services. Let me go back and say that I think most people would agree that the main purpose of a park is to maintain the resource, whether it be cultural or whether it be natural resources. But the second and equally important part of it is to have a pleasant visit for Americans who own those parks. And to do that, by and large, we've had concessions that have been run by the private sector, and I certainly support that idea. I think that's the way to do it. We have, unfortunately, kind of gotten out of sync in terms of doing the sort of contracting that's necessary. And we went through a while, big debate a couple of years ago as to whether the government ought to own the facilities. And I think we've overcome that and decided that's not what we want to do. So we need to go back to longer-term contracts for some very large facilities. I think there's about $700 million gross revenue that comes from concessions in the whole park system, which is a very sizable amount. On the other hand, parks are not all a big profit operation because Glacier Park, for example, in Montana is only open a portion of the year and the season is rather short. So we have to deal with questions like how long should the contract be for sizable investments? Should there be a right of renewal? Should there be some sort of proprietary ownership in these facilities when the time of the contract exchange comes? And so we're working with those things. And I'm positive that we can find some solutions. I also want you to know that one of the key issues we're talking about with concessions, I mentioned to you, this is a large commercial business. It is a commercial business. We think we ought to take a look at the idea of contracting with an asset manager out of the private sector who is a professional at managing hospitality things to do this. That's not really the role of a park ranger in terms of training and background. And as you know, Mr. President, I've been working as hard as I can to see if we can't move these commercial functions of the government over into the private sector, at least give them an opportunity to bid on it. So that's one of the things that we're seeking to do. I don't think that we're going to solve the financial problem out of the concessions by any means, but we ought to be able to do two things. We ought to be able to have good facilities that are kept up, and we ought to be able to have a small stream of revenue come to the parks. We think that might be one of the possibilities for doing something with the bonding revenue. We're looking at improved management. The Park Service, after all, is a large agency. I think with some of the most dedicated employees of any agency in the country, people you talk to that work for the Park Service are really, really dedicated to doing what they do. They like to preserve the parks. They like to work in the parks. But they don't always have the opportunity, for instance, to be trained. We're going to look at some university exchanges where folks could get some additional training and help them do their jobs. But I think more than anything, it has become a large agency, and what we need is a strategic plan. Any business of that size, any operation of that size needs a strategic plan that has some forward ideas as to how to solve problems. And frankly, that's kind of why we're where we are, is that there haven't been any plans presented to the Congress, and the Congress hasn't taken the initiative to prepare plans to accommodate these problems that we now have, the problems of increased visitation. The highways, for example, in Yellowstone Park are way behind in preparation and in care. So we need a strategic plan in the agency, and probably at least as important then is each park and each park manager needs to have a strategic plan that contributes to the overall one, and one with measurable objectives and measurable goals, so that you don't just have a plan that everybody thinks wonderful, but you have one at the end of the year. You can take a look at the plan and say you accomplished what you were going to, or you didn't. And if you didn't, there ought to be a reason why you didn't. So we think we can do some good there. Let me tell you that we are working very closely with the Park Service, and they are a new park director is now in place, Bob Stanton, and he has his background as a career park official, has been the head of the parks here in this area. The first time, by the way, that the park director has been approved by the Senate. That was just changed, so it's an appointment that has to be approved. So we're working with him. The Secretary of Interior has talked favorably about some of the changes that need to be made. Finally, one of the things that we are doing is trying to take a look at the criteria for new parks. I think it's fairly well defined in terms of setting aside things that are important either historically or culturally or from a natural resource standpoint. But unfortunately, we've continued to add more parks that don't necessarily fit that criteria. They're often recommended by members of Congress who have a equivalent of a state or a county park in their area that they'd like to have the federal government pay for. So they move it into the Park Service when it could just as well be a state park. And we find ourselves short of money to handle the 375 parks we have now and continuing to increase with parks that may or may not fit the criteria. So we're not as concerned about the criteria. I believe it exists there. But we are concerned and hopefully change the process in which the criteria moves through the Congress so that there is an opportunity to do that. So, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, these are the things that we're doing. We've purposely worked on it all this session. We did not intend to bring a bill this session, but we do intend to have one prepared for January. I think it's one of the things that most Americans are supportive of. Not everybody's going to be supportive of every proposal that we have to do it, but I think there's general support for strengthening parks. There needs to be. Certainly, we have more and more people wanting to participate in them, so you have to recognize that as caring, I believe. So we'll be moving forward on that. I think it's something that Congress ought to undertake and be very proud to undertake. There's great controversy over many of the environmental issues that go around, but there's not much controversy over this one. If we talk about what are the needs, are we going to try and fulfill those needs? Most everybody says yes. Now, when you get to how you do it, obviously there will be differences of view and debate, and that's why we're here. But, Mr. President, I'm excited about this opportunity. We call our plan Vision 2020 so that we can take a look at parks that our kids 20 years from now and others will be able to enjoy them with the same intensity that we have been able to.